Pope Benedict is resting briefly in the Vatican after his intense weekend journey to the island of Malta. He arrived there on Saturday afternoon and was immediately caught up in a whirlwind of events that included a meeting with victims of clerical sex abuse, an open-air mass, an encounter with young people. Vatican Radio's Emma McCarthy travelled to Malta with the Pope and sent us her final thoughts on the just concluded journey.
Two images remained burned in the mind of many of those of us who accompanied Pope Benedict XVI to Malta. The face of Lawrence Grech, a victim of abuse by clergy as a child, in the aftermath of his personal encounter with the Pope in the chapel of the Apostolic Nuncio in Rabat. The rosary gifted him by Pope Benedict hung around his neck, and his words, peace, closure, courage. The second is the face of Pope Benedict, the face of an 83-year-old man at the helm of a church that of late has had to face the worst of storms. And in the worst of storms, the pastor of the Universal Church came to Malta, the same Mediterranean island where 1,950 years ago Paul ran aground and first gave Christian hope to the Maltese people, a faith that down through the centuries remains undiminished. In Acts, the saint himself writes of the people's hospitality. From Pope Benedict XVI's arrival at Lucca International Airport Saturday evening, the people stood four deep on the pavements to greet him. In Valletta, the children filled the air with their song. In St. Paul's Grotto, the Living Church of Malta presented Pope Benedict with their missionary sons and daughters, descendants of the great evangelizer. Twice the Pope appealed to them not to abandon their faith, not to allow the winds of secularism that blow from the continent of Europe distract them. At Mass in Granary Square, Floriana, he said no visitor to Malta could fail to be impressed by the devotion of its people.
So vibrant faith manifested in your feast-day celebrations, the beauty of your churches and shrines. But that gift needs to be shared with others. It needs to be articulated.
To the 10,000 young people who had sung themselves hoarse waiting for their Pope as he crossed Grand Harbour, to the sound of ship horn and cannon, he told them not to give in to peer pressure in a Europe where gospel values are now counterculture.
You should be proud that your county boasts defends the unborn and promotes stable family life by saying no to abortion and divorce. I urge you to maintain this courageous witness to the sanctity of life and the centrality of marriage and family life for a healthy society.
At Lucca Airport Sunday evening, the Pope gave the entire nation a missionary mandate.
Be an example at home and abroad of dynamic Christian living. Be proud of your Christian vocation. Cherish your religious and cultural heritage. Look to the future with hope, with profound respect for God's creation, with reverence for human life, and with high esteem for marriage and the integrity of the family. Cuno ulit denita San Paul.
But one memory will remain with me in particular. The memory of Father John Cassar, a Jesuit priest from Malta, and the refugee's mural on the wall of his office that spoke of war and of violence, sea journeys and detention, but also of a window of blue Maltese sky and the promise of hope. As he took his leave from Malta Sunday evening, Pope Benedict's parting words were one of charity.
I'm aware of the difficulties that welcome a large number of people may cause, difficulties which cannot be solved by any country of first arrival on its own. At the same time, I'm also confident that on the strength of its Christian roots and its long and proud history of welcoming strangers, Malta will endeavor, with the support of other states and international organizations, to come to the aid of those who arrive here and to ensure that their rights be respected.
From Malta with Pope Benedict XVI, I'm Eimear McCarthy.